in the cave, others are going to follow. We're going to see this happening from others in the next 6 to 10 years. So,
well, we've all heard the legendary stories. You know, everyone's heard or knows a guy who knows a guy who actually saw it. But, you know, supposedly Mr. Samuels on occasion would pull out a private stash of like 12-year-old Maker's Mark. I never got to taste it, but I have heard the stories as well. And I always thought to myself, oh, my God, if I could get 12-year Maker's Mark, I know that's going to be fantastic. Because, again, it's a weeded whiskey and they always seem to do better with more time. And this one sure as hell did. this one's everything that you ever wanted in Maker's Mark and more. I mean, this
or
is
a weeder.
Yeah. I mean, if they could just, let's face it, they're one of the biggest whiskey companies on earth. So there's no way in hell they could crank everything up and do everything at 12 years. They'd have to have a cave the size of Wisconsin. But
I think Wisconsin's worth caving.
If they could.
If they're going to do this.
If they could, then this is what they should be making forever. Because at 12, 13 years, there's some pretty big caves in Kentucky.
They can rent some space out of, you know.
Off the highway, they have the billboard for.
Well, it's interesting you talk about Mammoth underground caves, because now it starts to approach where? Scotland. Damp, dark, and cool. And that's essentially what they're mimicking, and that's what allows the Scotches to go for so many years. You couldn't leave something on the top floor of the rickhouse for 10 or 12 or 15 years.
No.
But
they do the first six, though, in the rickhouse, get that flavor extracted.
Correct.
And then coast it in for that next 6 or 7 years. And I think that's the key. This is fantastic. It wasn't that long ago we reviewed the 2023. And I think this one's for my palate, I think this one's definitely better.
Y'all made it better, boys.
And I got to admit, I'm adjusting. It's that chocolate orange. It's almost Delmore-esque.
Yeah.
So. And people were lining up. We saw them some release at the KBF.
Oh, it was a two-hour-long line to buy it at the KBF.
So. And so it's difficult to find. I don't know if any of it came to Florida, but it's tough to find. I'm okay either way.
Well, we're going to give the Maker's Mark Cellar Age release a well-deserved...
Oh, my goodness!
Five sips.
Yeah! Wow!
It's one sip, guys. If you get one, just send it to me, and I'll take it off your hands.
Well, you're a giver like that.
Is any of it here in Florida?
Yeah, you're a giver.
Yeah, it's here. It's here.
The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Hey, and we are back, and we just finished talking about the Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2024 release. So that's bringing us up to our next release, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next release is the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof C924, coming in at 62.55% ABV or 125.1 proof. The mash bill is 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley. Again, the whiskey has a beautiful burnished copper color. The nose is just typical, classic, delightful, a little bit of toffee, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of creme brulee. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. I really love the creaminess of this. It's got a beautiful mouth coating viscosity. It's got notes of cinnamon and creme brulee and baking spice and molasses. And then the finish just goes on and on. I think this is one of the best larcenies I've tasted to date. I thought this was delicious. I really enjoyed it. I love the direction they're going. I wish every Larceny tasted this good. If you see a bottle of Larceny Barrel Proof, buy it.
Especially C924.
Brent?
Yeah, this is great. I can't really add a whole lot to what you said. I added some water to mine, and
did it help?
It didn't really help. I mean, it gave all those flavors. It just kind of muted them just a little bit. Like, it didn't really, like, mute them. It just kept them there.
The barrel char seemed to come up, though.
Like, yeah.
I got a little bit more of the barrel char with a drop of water.
Yeah, it kept them there, like, a little bit longer.
I didn't add the water till now, but I agree with you, Bob. It brought out a little bit of the barrel char. Yeah. But other than that, the flavors didn't really change. Yeah.
I think it made the finish last a little bit longer is all. It's the only thing that's different from it. But, again, they've been doing this for quite a few years now, for a couple of years, not a lot of years. Their Larceny was after the Elijah Craig, and they started doing it. Now, with this one here, they also did a thing to the bottle where you have a black light system that you can use.
That's on the regular Larceny, too, yeah.
Okay, and so, you know, it's like another little gimmick that they brought, and they don't need a gimmick because they have a great product. You know, it's like one of those things that's like, why gimmick it when it's so good already? And then you just add something to it. And it's
when they changed the label on the regular Larceny, they sent me the little press the button on the back, knucklehead. There you go. They sent me the little black light flashlight so you can, you know, it'll make it glow. But don't take that in the hotel room. It'll creep you out. Yeah.
Say that this way.
Don't stare into the beam, Maury. Yeah.
Will it hurt my eyes, Bobby?
Yeah, just put it right up against the eyeball. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, this is delicious. I mean,
why have regular Larceny when you can have this?
Well, why have anything when you can always have Barrel Proof?
I get it, but
I mean, it's got a beautiful nose on it. It's classic Larceny, but ramped up to 11. It's got a nice queen oak on it. It's got a nice spice. And it's got a slow, it goes in and then the burn comes up. You know, it comes in and then it ramps up on you after you've swallowed it. And it's got a great finish. I mean, this is an excellent one. What do you think, Justin?
So the color was a lighter brown.
Not dark.
The nose, I got oak, envelope glue, tangerines, and nutmeg.
We knew envelope glue was going to come out sometime today.
The palate was wow.
I'm running out of sound effects for this guy today.
Oak, vanilla, caramel, pork rinds.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
That's about as good as I got left for him.
I think the pork rinds got overwhelmed. There was definitely a finish of pork rinds and orange, and it was long and spicy. This was beautiful.
Yep, excellent. Well, let's move on because we still got three to go. So we're going to be given the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof C924, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So, Brent, tell us about our next one.
Thanks, Bob. This next one is Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's C924, 54.5% ABV.
Deja vu.
You know, 129 barrel proof.
Our favorite.
78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye, aged 11 years. Man, they're kicking it out of the park with these things. I mean, it's the color on this one, that 80s copper color. It's not black. It's not brown. It's a nice Burmese copper. On the nose, I actually got a barley field, like standing in a barley field. If you've ever done that, I actually got that on the nose. That's one of the things I got. But then on the palate, all those, you know, that cherry, the vanilla, the little light baking spice, the creaminess, the everything you want in a bourbon, just that's what you have on this palate. It's just what you want. It's you got, you know, a little bit of leather, a little bit of oak. It's not overpowering. Long finish. Man, gosh, I love this one as well.
Well, it's Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. I mean, we all love this one. And we've loved every release they've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, the worst one that we ever had, we went, damn, I'll take a case of that.
I think, you know, people raved about the C923 last year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be raving about the C924.
People will latch on to one particular one, and there's always a hype. But honestly, the worst one we've ever had was still probably a 4+. So, you know,
right.
It's, you know, it, this one's excellent. This one's really good. What'd you think, Maury?
Yeah, I would agree. I thought it was delicious. It's a winner every year. It's beautiful. This one's nice. It's 11 years old. I want to point out that there is an age statement, because there is not an age statement on both the Larceny and the Toasted Rye. And so we don't really know how old they are, but they were delicious. This one at 11 years old is just singing. It's delicious. Really just, they're just knocking it out of the park consistently.
All right. Well, let's move on. We're going to be giving the Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof C924 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next whiskey, which is the 2024 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. It's 53.5% ABV, 107 proof, 12 years old. The Old Forester Birthday Bourbon is released every year on September 2nd in honor of George Garvin Brown's birthday. He's the man who invented and founded Old Forester in 1870. This is the, can you believe it, 24th release. Getting old. This is 12 years old, matured in warehouses G and L with a mash bill of 72 corn, 18 rye, and 10% malted barley. On the nose, I get apples, a little bit of pear.
That pear is powerful.
Yeah, the pear just jumps out. There's some like tobacco barn, kind of tobacco, you know, that musty kind of tobacco barn. And then on the palate, hold on. There's toasted oak. There's a hot cinnamon spice. Almost like cinnamon toothpicks when you're a kid, that leaps out at you. And there's just this fruitiness on the front of the palate that's just off the chain, kind of candy-like. What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah, the biggest downfall to this bourbon is the bottle. I mean, it's an iconic bottle.
Yeah.
But it's that's the biggest downfall.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. Takes up a lot of space on the shelf.
You know, I had like the first, I missed like the first year, and then I had like 15 years in a row.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then everybody started catching on to it, and that it just became unattainable.
It's, well, this is the one you could always get. You know, I mean, this was the fall release that, like, you would go into a store and you'd go, oh, look, it's this year's birthday bourbon. And you would take it off the shelf, and behind it would be like one bottle left over from the year before. Yeah. And you're like, oh, hell yes. You know, was one I always knew I could get my hands on this.
Nope, not anymore. People.
Brent, are you still able to get the Angel's Envy Cask Strength?
No.
Because I haven't been able to get that in the last four or five years.
I haven't gotten one in the last like 3 years.
Yeah, now. You used to get every year. Now 4 or 5 years, can't get them.
So, yeah, but I mean, what you said about this is great. This is a great expression. I love it. Everybody loves it. I mean, I don't ever hear anybody say, oh,
no, that was a horrible
birthday,
one.
This year's birthday bourbon, I didn't
terrible.
Like.
Terrible, yeah, that's
nobody
never
ever
happened.
Says that, so
it's improved in the glass quite a bit. I mean, I thought it was great when I poured it, and it's only gotten better with a little bit of air. It's really just beautiful. The fruits are juicy. They jump out in the front palate, the oak, the warm cinnamon. I mean, you guys really nailed it on all the notes. And then the finish just goes on and on and on. That sweet tobacco is really neat, the ground cinnamon, the cocoa. I just think that it's delicious. Is it the best birthday bourbon ever? I don't know that I could say that, but it's never disappointing.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I would have 3 or 4 or 5 that I would pick over this one. You know, over the years that I can think of. But you know, it's,
well, the nice thing about this one is it's not as different as, say, like the Remus. You know, I mean, where they're doing a lot of different stuff, or the Blood Oath, where they're really doing a lot of different stuff. But every year is different.
Oh, and it's still good. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from it.
I'm still getting the Old Forester, you know, profile, but every year it's a different blend. It's different barrels from different warehouses, different ages. So it's, you know, it's always, it's always a treat to try the new birthday bourbon because you never really know what you're going to get.
You're going
to
be happy. I mean, if you get it.
Yeah, well, you're always going to be happy.
You're going to be happy. I mean, it's going to be something you're going to want.
It's like getting a Christmas gift. You're getting a gift, you're going
to
be happy.
Sue used to get it for my birthday because mine was in September. You know, most people in the United States, their birthdays in September, you know, so.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, that's the most common month for birthdays.
Is that right?
December conception.
Yeah. New Year's Eve conception. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously my parents tried it with somebody, you know, so.
After your parents had you, then the state stepped in and said no more.
Yeah. And then
they mandated sterilization.
Right. Yeah.
Seven kids later and they quit.
Yeah. Boy, wow. Your mother must have been tired. Reminds me of the Monty Python skit when they go in and they got like 400 kids. We're going to have to sell you all for medical experiments. Yeah.
She figured one of them would turn out good.
Yeah.
We're still waiting.
We're still waiting. Yeah, it's she ran into menopause.
We're hoping, but you know.
The clock gets us all, Brent.
We're not holding out a lot of hope, but you know. It's more of a, gee, wouldn't it be nice kind of hope? Yeah, so. We're going to give the Old Forester 2024 birthday bourbon 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right. So that is going to take us to our last one.
Oh, God. It has to come to an end.
Walking around pouting like your little sister took your last Oreo. And not a traditional Oreo. No, a limited edition Oreo.
Yeah, quit complaining.
Darn straight.
Quick, if we...
All right, Justin.
If we unplug all the
cords,
we'll do this episode again.
I am pleased to discuss the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Special Release Coy Hill Barrel House 8. The 2024 release of the Single Barrel Special Release is bottled at barrel strength, with proofs ranging from 122 to 137.5. Jack Daniel's Coy Hill Barrel House starts.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, it is. With Jack Daniel's traditional Tennessee whiskey mash bill of 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye.
There'll be a quiz on that later.
I'll fail. After distillation, the whiskey was charcoal mellowed and entered into new charred American white oak barrels in September of 2013. To mature on the 5th and 6th floors of Coy Hill Barrel House 8. This is the third release in this series. The nose is like heaven. The palate, caramel, hints of dark, you know, mint, candied fruit. The finish is fire and oak and sugar, and oh my God, you'll wish you had more until you're looking at a clean glass. What'd you think, Maury?
Well, it's hard to top that review, Justin. I think you did a really good job, despite what Bob might say. I thought this was one of the best releases to come out of
Boston.
This is one of the best things to come out of Lynchburg, Tennessee in a very long time. It's one of the best things I've had. It's high proof, but it drinks like 100 proof. It does not drink like 137 proof. It is smooth. It is delicious. It is classic Jack with flavor amped up to 15.
Yeah, this one's 134.7.
So. Exactly.
Yay.
It's high proof, but honestly, it does not taste like 134.7.
No.
I thought this was fantastic. I'd like a vat of this. I'd like to bathe in it nightly.
We just wish you'd bathe at all.
I do bathe once a week. This was...
Whether he needs it or not.
Fantastic.
Brent? Yeah, so the Coy Hill is quickly becoming everybody's favorite.
It's unbelievable. It went from obscurity, non-existent.
Exactly. To now, this is like the one... This is Coy... Everybody wants Coy Hill. So it's single barrel. Oh, am I getting Coy Hill? No. Oh, well, it's you're really going to get a great single barrel, but it's... You know, but the Coy Hill's the one everybody wants now, and everybody's, you know,
and can't get it.
Right? They came out with the Coy Hill release, and they just caught fire. It's amazing. It's great.
But it really shows you what finishing and barrels and warehousing can do. This is the exact same mash bill and juice as every other bottle of Jack, including old number 7.
Yep, Bob.
All I can tell you is when I went on the media trip there, we went to Coy Hill, we went to the warehouse, and this hand actually drilled a barrel. So I haven't washed it since then. You can touch it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see the mold.
What more can you possibly say? It's fantastic. Absolutely amazing. And I wish I had a 55-gallon drum of it. So we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's single barrel release Coy Hill 134.7 proof, a well-deserved 5-7.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's all the time we have now. I want to thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, the lineup sucked. And can we get back to scotch?
I got some peaty stuff for you. Got some Octomore. Thank you, Maury.
Very nice. Thank you, Bob. Fantastic morning.
Man, thank you, Justin.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. Tonight does not suck.
Yeah.
So. Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Mad Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And when it's the fall release shows, we rarely ever have to worry about that.
Yeah, true. There is no bad whiskey today. You know, it's just enjoyable. These distilleries know what they're doing.
You think? They should maybe go into business.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.